we told her to...
Well, she said to come on get the letter off.
I got it Thursday, I guess, or Wednesday, I'm not sure which. Uh-huh. But I was sick, I was out of school this thing for a couple of days. Yeah, I didn't get my mail, so... you wouldn't be able to call that meadow, though.
More like a pasture, because if it's very low, they do have a lot of this stuff along these little creeks, little fields here and there that they break up and farm nowadays. Uh-huh. But
what about a place inland where a lot of water sticks in the ground and can't get out, water gets in there?
Well, it'd that be called a slough, I suppose, if it was that, that you couldn't ever farm. Mm-hmm.
Is that the same as a swamp?
Yes, about the same thing. A swamp is just a low place that's too soft to do much with, especially in the time you'd want to have to put out a crop, you know. It's later in the season, it'll dry up. If we have it kind of dry, we usually do if... the average year, July or August, one or the other, has some pretty dry weather. We had it last winter, last summer. Had 2 weeks, three weeks of dry, hot weather. Boy, it was hot.
And is that the same as a marsh, or marsh different?
Well, it wouldn't be quite as bad as a marsh. A marsh is a place that's got a spring or something feeding it, and it's always muggy and wet. And you couldn't hardly walk across it unless you had on rubber boots or something. You'd sink in there over your ankles.
What about freshwater streams? What do you call them around here? There's different names for them. You mentioned creek.
Well, creek is the proper name, and sometimes there's a spring somewhere. Water runs out the year round, regardless of dry or rain or whatever it is. Well, that'll have a little trickle there, but it isn't anything that amounts to much.
They wouldn't.
But I know of one or two places like that that's never been known to go dry, and then I know of springs on hillside that's never been known to go dry, regardless of what the weather was like. Mm-hmm. Went all summer without rain, there'd still be water coming out of that spring. Mm-hmm. But they don't make any trouble as far as the amount of water is concerned. It just runs that nice little stream of water.
Could you tell me the names of some of the streams around here?
Well,
this one over... Creek.
This one over north of us here, about 3 miles, is Kickapoo Creek. Mm-hmm. And then there's another one here goes south. This is a divide here. Water goes both ways right out along this highway. Sometimes it'll come across the highway this way or go the other way, but it's just for a little way, maybe a quarter of a mile. And it's just like what we call the Great Divide. It is for this portion of the country. But that was, now Copper's Creek is one that starts right in west of us here a little ways. Two or three different branches come together. It gets to be quite a little creek before it gets down. It goes, I think, clear to the Illinois River. But I don't know where else it could go, because it goes in south, right down not far from Glassford. And... And there's one over here, it's known as the Johnson Run. It's a little creek, hardly ever goes dry, but in the summer, dry summer, so I had just a little bit of water there, you could step across it down in. It's got a deep bank about, 6-7 feet high, and in the right rainy time it gets over that bank, it just gets so full it goes all over everything. But that's Johnson Run, and now let's see. I don't know of any right near here, mm-hmm. more than those.
That's good. You call it a run then, that's another...
Yeah, well, term. It's just a different name. Mm-hmm. The little creek is what it is.
You don't use the word gutter?
No, no.
Stream?
Well, farther west out here, it's still in Peoria County.
There's no one about my hill.
That's in
County. Hello?